This is Louis Navalier. It is Monday, March 11th. Okay, so obviously the market was going higher. It had a reversal on Friday, intraday. It opened up weak today, but now it's firming up. In fact, as I talked to you, NVIDIA's up for the day. Supermicro is getting its mojo back. Money's not leaving the market. It's just being reshuffled. So I do want to just address briefly what might have caused the Friday reversal. Kathy Wood, in her shareholder letter, compared NVIDIA to Cisco Systems back in the in 1994, specifically March of 1994. And she basically said that Cisco was dominating networking equipment and compared it to NVIDIA. Okay, and that eventually competition will rise for NVIDIA and they'll lose their mojo. I respectfully disagree with Kathy Woods. I'm sorry she missed out on NVIDIA. I know she's trying to justify why she doesn't own it, but the truth of the matter is it's a lot tougher to make these AI chips than network servers. Furthermore, because the chips have gotten smaller and smaller, you know, we're getting near atomic particle size, okay? And that will be a limit to how much you can put on a chip, okay? And so NVIDIA is clearly the leader. AMD and others are trying to compete with them. They have not. They have a huge head start. And there will be AI chips for simpler tasks, okay? I'm of the opinion that we got to be careful how we do AI because we don't want to take down the power grid. You know, our power grid's already under strain. We've had fires caused by the power grid in Napa, California, Hawaii, and of course, recently in Texas. Because when the transmission lines fall over, that round thing with on the pole is full of oil, and guess what happens when you put oil with sparks? You start a fire. Anyway. So if our government was serious, we'd have to bury the power lines. We'd have to have more what we call direct current grids to transmit electricity a long ways, because the reason you hear crackling your power lines is that's alternating current leaving the power line. The longer you transmit, the more you lose. So, as we go in this brave new world of, faster and faster cloud servers, AI, and of course, plugging our vehicles into the grid, you're going to have a good grid. And so AI is going to be materializing where they optimize things that are correlated instead of looking at everything. So there will be changes, but NVIDIA, my God, they're so far ahead of everybody. They have a monopoly now. And I'm not selling this stock, period, okay? So I'm not selling Supermicro, okay? These are the leaders, okay? If you're looking for another AI-related stock, there's a stock called Opera, O-P-R-A. It's a website developer in Norway, did beat, got good earnings. Very volatile, though, because it's a small cap. So, of course, we own all the stocks I've talked about, and I recommend them. But I do want you to know that we're going to go dramatically higher this year. There's good earnings in the pipeline. There's positive analyst comments. We have reasonable forecasted price earnings ratios. Bond yields are meandering a little bit lower since a Jerome Powell talk last week. That's good. And we're going to get some inflation news this week. We got the CPI and PPI. And if we get good results there, that'll increase the pressure on the Fed to cut rates sooner than later. Of course, the unemployment rate did rise last Friday. That was quite a shock. But, you know, the government likes to report jobs and then cut the estimates in subsequent months. It's getting to be a little silly. But the fact that the unemployment rate rose from 3.7 to 3.9 is significant because there are more workers coming into the workforce, and apparently we don't have enough jobs because the unemployment rate went up. So this will also put pressure on the Fed to cut sooner than later. So we're on track here for a big rally. We're trying to reverse intraday today. Again, NVIDIA's up as I talk to you. Supermicro's improving. And so hang in there, folks. Enjoy the ride. Do not get shook out of the market. We got too much good news in the pipeline. So it's lock and load time. This is Louis Navalier. I'll update the podcast during fast market conditions. Take care.